Shir Samaches, Yemhei Parshas Bishalach.
The Gemara So the Gemara is busy trying to. We have a machlekes Ravuna with Rav Nachman of Bori Veshem of Bori Odi for Lav Bori Odi. The Gemara said, "Lechure, Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rav Huna and Rav Yudeh that Bori B'Shem or Bori Yodif, the Melech she's named to say Misharastani Ne'enasti, and Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yechon that hold Bori B'Shem or Lav Bori Yodif hold like Rabbi Yeshua that she's Eino Ne'emenes. Leimer Rav Yudeh and Rav Huna the Amri Rav Rabbi Gamliel, and Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yechon the Amri Rabbi Yeshua. This is the Gemara's kasha." And the Gemara says, "Omar loch Rab Nachman, and not the Amri afilu ki Rabbi Gamliel. Dahainu be'alma you could hold Bori v'Shemo lav Bori Yodif. Be'alma you could hold Bori v'Shemo lav Bori Yodif. Or in our Mishnah we will hold like Rabbi Gamliel. In our Mishnah we will hold like Rabbi Gamliel. Ad kan loyko Omar Rabbi Gamliel also melodi ke migu." So the first tarot of the Gemara is that Einechanami Bori V'Shem Olav Bori Yodif. But in our Mishnah is Alochek Rabban Gamliel. Why in our Mishnah Alochek Rabban Gamliel? Even if I hold Bori V'Shem Olav Bori Yodif, because you have a migu, she has a migu, the Isha has a migu. What is the migu that you have in our sugya? Moses says, in our sugya you have a migu. What is the migu? So Rashi speaks out, what migu you have in our sugya? What migu you have in our sugya? And Rashi says like this, in the case of the Mishnah, Misharastani Ne'enasti, she has a migu. She could have said, instead of Misharastani Ne'enasti, she could have said, Mukaseitza Nitachtecho. She could have said, Mukaseitza Nitachtecho. What you will gain? Either way, she's trying to collect the whole ksuve. Misharastani Ne'enasti, she deserves the whole ksuve. And if Mukaseitza Nitachtecho, she deserves the whole ksuve. So what kind of migu it is? What kind of migu it is? Zogt Rashi, but it's a migu of Atanya Ma'al Yaseh. If she says Misharastani Ne'enasti, she's also likehuna if her husband divorces her and dies. If she says Mukaseitzani, so if the husband will die, she'll be mutar likehuna. So it's better for her to say Mukaseitzani from the same Misharastani Ne'enasti. And even so, she said Misharastani Ne'enasti, so Vaistois, she's not a liar. Vaistois, she's not a liar. This is in the first case. Zogt Rashi, what would be the migu in the second case? Dear Rashi, she says, what is the next Mishnah? She claims that Misharastani, that Mukaseitzani before the Chasana. He says before the Chasana, Drusas Ishat and Mekachtois. She says Mukaseitzani and I deserve a money. So b'meile, she has a migu. What is her migu? If she would say Mukaseitz Tachtecho, she would get Mosai. She said Mukaseitzani before, so she lost 100. So why she's not trying to say Mukaseitz Tachtecho to get 200? The Teretz is she's honest. So this is the way Rashi comes and is masbir. Where is the migu? Sayin the Mishnah of Yud Beis and Sayin the Mishnah in Yud Gimel. Rashi psalange Rashi. Rashi explains where is the migu. The migu in Yud Beis and Yud Beis is she could have said mukasei tztachtecho exactly the same amount of money she will get of her tanya ma'al yaseh. And the Gabi, the next Mishnah, she says Mukaseit, she can't say Tani Ma'al Yaseh, but he claims that Drusasish and Mekachtois, and she says Mukaseit, if she would say Mukaseit Tachtecho, she would get 200. So she has a Migu. So I want the Firois together with you. So Lefize, what would be if the lady says Mukaseit Tachtecho? I want to get more sign. And he says, maybe you drusas ish before. She gets or she doesn't get? What? She doesn't get nothing. She doesn't have a migu. So lefi that, if she says, mukas eitz tachtecho, she doesn't have a migu. As eidi b'shmuel, fir zois la'aloch. That she's only nemon if she says, drusas ish, b'migu de mukas eitz. If she says, drusas ish tachtecho, b'migu de mukas eitz tachtecho. If she says, mukas eitz before, she has a migu, she could have said, mukas eitz tachtecho. But if she says Mukaseitz Tachtecho, she doesn't have a migu. She's tying the best tie that she could. She wants 200. She wants to stay Mutali Kahuna. So there's no migu. So if she says Mukaseitz Tachtecho, she taki doesn't have a migu. She says Mukaseitz Tachtecho, she taki doesn't have a migu. She only has a migu if she says Mukaseitz before. Or she says, Drush Asish, the Migu the Mukaseitz. But on them she doesn't have a Migu. Say that. We'll get to it in a second. Mikol Mekoyim Dasi de Gemore. We mentioned that the Shita Mekubetza has Frek Takashi. Lechu, it's a Migu Lehoitzi. Migu Lehoitzi, Lo Yamrina. Migu Lehoitzi, Lo Yamrina. Shita Mekubetza. The Ramban in Bobe Basra Taki says, Muchach in Ksuves, that Migu Lohitzi Amrina. But we pass Migu Lohitzi Lohi Amrina. Frank, the Shida Mekubetza, says, Migu Lohitzi Lohi Amrina. So, Lechure, here it's a Migu Lohitzi. Here, Lechure, it's a Migu Lohitzi. As I Frank, the Shida Mekubetza. One kasha. Second kasha, frek de shito mekubetzes, azam mot ne migu. She says, misharastani ne nasti, and she's asking for 200. What is a migu? She could have said mukaseitz. What would be if she would say mukaseitz? What would be if she would say mukaseitz? She also wants 200. What if the husband will die one day, she'll be mutar lekehuna. We found such a migu. Migu is alemol, I'm tining a tine. I say, Maida be miktsas. I could have been koifer a koil, and I'll be potu mishvua. Believe me now, but Maida be miktsas, Migu da koifer a koil. I could have said, I gave it back. I said, it's nenas. Believe me, that was boinus. I could have said, Le'adam, I don't know you. I said, I'm a shoimer, but I gave it back. Don't mechai mishvua as a shoimer. Hey, what is the migu? She wants a ksuve. What is a migu? She could have said, Mukasei tachtecho, and she also wants. We found such a migu. Zog the shita mekubetzes to answer both kashas. Avada this migu is not a real migu. Aleph. Avada migu lehoitzi leyamrinen. You know why here it helps? Here it's a bori v'shemo. And Rabbi Gamliel holds bori v'shemo. Just we said bori v'shemo lav bori hobif betziruf. Amigu, the Bori Veshemo is a better Bori Veshemo. Lashon Hashita Yeshana. Yesh Leimar. Mishmochi Komar. בבורי ושמו, דה מסייה לבורי דידי, טעם ורגליים, והו מוידה רב נחמן דה בורי עודיף. כיוון דה אידוך שמו, ולהי מסייע טעם ורגליים, כגוין מיגו כאוכה, it's not a real מיגו, it's טעם ורגליים, it's a טעם ורגליים. ועל איזה טעם ורגליים מסייע to the body wins. We have to remember, the רמבה that I mentioned בבורי בסרה is משמע, when the Gemara answered מיגו, she really meant the מיגו. But the way the Shita Mekubetzes learns, the Gemara is staying with the Bori V'Shemo. It has a siyata of a migu. Now, al derech this shita mekubetzes is pashtes the sugya and dafte zayin. The Gemara in Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph says Klor, Sir Be'ezras Hashem, will be Maimi the Sugya. The Gemara says in Daf Tezayin, Ki ke Omar Rabban Gamliel bebori v'shemo. Bebori v'bori lo'i ke Omar. What would be if the husband says, I know that you are Drusas Ish? Here it can't be, because if he knows it's not a Mekach Toes. But the Gemara has a different case. She says that she got married, she was a Psula, and he says she's an Almona. When I married you, I knew you were Almona. She said, no, you know I'm a Psula. And there is a Bori Vibori. Zog di Gmore, Tzayin Amud Aleph, Kiki Omar Rabbi Gamliel. Poishi, Kiki Omar Rabbi Gamliel. Bebori Vashemo. Bebori Vibori Loike Omar. Bebori Vibori Loike Omar. So as Mevuer in Pashtis a Gemara there, we have to be mindful. This is a poor Gemara to know what is Machlekes Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. The way we're learning now with Pashtis, the Shita Mekubetzes learns like this pshat in the Teretz of the Gemara, that the Gemara doesn't mean Migu alein, the Gemara means Migu plus a Bori. And Rabbi Gamliel only, B'chai Gavne holds Bori B'Shem or Bori Odif, plus the Migu. And if it's not a Bori, he will not hold that she wins. Because Einechanami, she has a migu. It's not a real migu. It's a migu la'itz. It's a shvach and migu. So Kiki Omar Rabbi Gamliel bebori b'shemo. But Lu Yitzur, the husband is a bori. She can win. If it'll be a normal migu, she could win. She has a migu. But the Torah says she's not going to win with a migu. She's coming to be nema with a bori b'shemo. So why she's coming to be nema with a bori b'shemo? Bemele, she's not Nemon, only Bebori Bebori, Bebori Beshem Aloy Kehoma. Again, the Ramban steht nicht das. The Ramban steht nicht das. Wa mamshir the next Teretz of the Gemara. Inami, Adkan Aloy Kehoma Rabban Gamliel Oso Melodam Rinen Ukmach Eskoso. Aval Oche Mai Chazoki Isle. Bori Beshem Olav Bori Odif. Why Rabban Gamliel holds Bori Odif? She has a Cheskas Aguf. She has a Cheskas Aguf. Again, the Shita Mekubetzes says, the Gemara doesn't mean that Cheskas Aguf alein could be Moitzi Momen. Cheskas Momen maybe could win the Cheskas Aguf. We'll see later. We'll learn the vibe with the Shita Mekubetzes. The Bori that has a Siyata to the Cheskas Aguf could be Moitzi Momen. So the way the Shita learns the Sugya, the Gemara doesn't mean that the Migu will win. The Gemara doesn't mean that the Chazoke will win. Bori Betziruf Migu wins. Bori Betziruf Chazoke wins. Rashi as Omer Dersheini. When he explained the Migu, Rashi was very generous. He explained how is a Migu the first Eretz? Because if she says Oynes, she has a Migu, she could have said Mukaseitz. And what would be the next Mishneh? She says Mukaseitz, she could have said Mukaseitz Tachtecho, she has a Migu. Okay, now let me again Chazoke. What Chazoke she has? And our Mishneh, Rashi explains. She says it happened later. Misharastani Ne'anasti. He says it happened when? No, she said later, he said before. He says Mekach Toes. So he says that it happened before. So the Cheskas Aguf says when it happened. Cheskas Aguf said it happened later. Say the first case. What about the second case? She says Mukas Eitz before. But what is the Cheskas Aguf? He says Drusas Ish. She says Mukas Eitz. We'll see in a second. This will be the Kashe that will be Isaac today. The Ranz Kashe. But the Diuk Zog the Ramban, interesting, Rashi didn't explain it. We never learned of Yud Gimel. We could have said, Melan of Yud Gimel, why is Chashmin it? You have to learn it together. Rashi Miyah, when the Migu is very Miyah, the Chab Tzachara, and Doiz the Migu, and don't worry, next time is also a Migu, yeah? You never learned the Sugya yet. Tolim Adomar, Hikibol, Hikibol. Rashi takes care of everything Miyah when you start the Sugya. Comes to the Chazoke, she has a Chazoke, she didn't happen. Cheskas Aguf says, it happened later. This is good than the first case. Second case, Nishtok and Rashi. Rashi leaves it kilo tzadov ha-pashut. And Avada, it's Eimad Rosheini. What is the Hezber? Rosheini Malas. Rosheini maybe says it's a chazok. They have to know what chazok is. L'chor, we know that it happened. Shai, if it's Mukas Eitz, or it's Drus Asish. In the second case. The first case, she says later, he says before. Cheskas Aguf says later. Same. These are the two terutzim of the Gemara. First teretz is that again we pass in the maskon as a Gemara. We pass in like Rav Nachman, Bori v'Shem Olav Bori Odif. Mani lebiyotchem yodea potu. Or in the case of Rabbi Gamliel is chayev, we pass in Hilchasik. Or Shmuel Hilchasik Rabbi Gamliel Av Bori Shoino. Why chayev? Because other because the migu is mesayat to the bori, other because the chazok is mesayat to the bori. Before we mamshich the Gemara, we'll go to the Teisa Srit. Frag the Teisa Srit Akasha. So state in the Gemara that Lamanda Omar Bori Veshem Olav Bori Odif, aber if Cheskas Aguf is Messiah to the Bori, you win. Shosha Nogach Esaporo Venimtzu Boro Betzido Nizek Oimer Ad Shelo Yolda Nogcho. The baby was only fell because the show was Nagyachim. The Hainu was no lady, and your show was Mazik. And the Mazik says, no, maybe the baby fell and he died before, and I was only Nagyach, a cow without a baby. So the Mazik says, I don't know when the baby was born. If it was born before, I didn't kill it. If it was not born before, so I killed it. And the Nizik says, I was there, the cow was full, and your show killed my cow with a baby. So Nizik Oimer Bori, Umazik Oimer Shemo. Zog the Gemara, Zekla Godel Bedin, Hamoitzi Mechavei Rola Varaye, and you don't collect. Why? The Nizik has a Cheskas Aguf with him, that the baby was later. Exactly like by us. What are you telling me that Bori Veshem Olav Bori Odif? Oh, but with Cheskas Aguf, it wins. With Cheskas Aguf, it wins. Nusadir also. Let the Cheskas Aguf to win. This is the Kasha of the Teisa Srit. Read the Lashon of the Teisa Srit. V'ikash eichem asik shmuel aloche kiram li adoil. Da'azi bosa cheskas tegufe. U'mafik memoine b'cheskoi. Morei v'ot nama b'bekame. Shoshen asapore. V'nimtzu obore b'cido. V'en yudeh ma shloin nokro. V'im lo nololdo. זו דברי סומכוס, מומן מול בסוף, אבל חכוי מוים זה כל במי צורו ולו וראי, אלא עשוי הניזק ומבורי ומאזק עם השמו. ומסניס אני כי חזוק את הגופה, ואי כי חזוק את הממוינה. דו כפורח אסקוס, ואימו מובר אסויסו בשעס נגיחה. ומחמס נגיחה סשור יפילו וחייב. ולמזיק אי כך אסקס ממוינה, וכיוון דאיזה לניזק חזוק את הגופה, פולי רב גמליאל ואוזיל בוסר חזוק את הגופה. ומאפק ממוינה מחסקס מורה. So fract that is a read if the mevuer in the Gemara here that even if Bori Veshem Olav Bori Odif, but if you have a Cheskas Aguf Messiah to the Bori, it wins. There also the Cheskas Aguf is Messiah to the Bori. This is the Kasha that is a read. So before we answer the Teretz of the Kasha that is a read, it's by me a pella why you don't yell that the kasha doesn't start. It's a pella why no one asks this kasha. I think that it's not true that there's a Cheskas Aguf that says that the baby was born later. The way we learned in Daftes, Cheskas Aguf never says that the baby was born later. It was never born before, Seder. It was never born later. The baby was never born Shabbos. You can't make me a bris mila in Shabbos. For the Nizik to ask for money, he has to say that this cow was full and was a negicha later. You killed my baby. I can't prove that I killed a baby. Maybe the baby was born before? What? And the Mishnah, I can't ask. Try to as well. Think a second. She claims a ksuva. She claims I was a psula b'shas nesuim. The Chazaka says, before she was married, she was not a be'ula. Exactly. It doesn't say that it happened later. This is what we explain the whole of this. Cheskas Aguf doesn't say that it happened later. We can't make a bris mila. Cheskas Aguf only says it didn't happen before. But you can't make the bris mila in Shabbos. This was the whole shtickle teira. So what's freak that they read that the Cheskas Aguf will say by us? I don't need to know mishar astani neinasti. I need to know ad shelo yarastich you were pnuya. She was psula. First you have to think about it. No, that's the first time. L'chur, the Teisa Srid is going with a kasha, but the Naya kasha is a Cheskas Aguf, state in our sugya. Bori b'Cheskas Aguf is Moitzi Momen. If Bori b'Cheskas Aguf is Moitzi Momen, so why here, and M'shal Shnogir Zapora, the Cheskas Aguf is not Messiah to the Bori?
What's the other one that he's born? It's not that it's not Cheskas Aguf, it's not the same Cheskas Aguf.
I can't pass. I pass can it's not muberes. That I can't say that before. It's not din. Is a din muberes b'shas?
It wasn't born before.
It was not. If I'm done, if it was born before or not, I have a chazaka that was not born before. It's no din. I'm saying it's no tainu mekechtoes. But you have to paskin that b'shas the negicha it was there. That I can't paskin. I could pass it if it was not there. I don't. I'm saying right. Zog the teis esri la teretz. Zog the teis esri la teretz. That by us is a cheskas chiyuv. There is no cheskas chiyuv. Avada, he doesn't mean a regular cheskas chiyuv. Here is also no cheskas chiyuv. He claims mekachtois. He means there's a pashtus that you be cheskas chiyuv. So the bori is maimi the pashtus. Then bori betziruv cheskas aguf helps. There is a shail if you owe money or not. The bori cannot help betziruv cheskas aguf. Very short to understand the darkness of the svare. The word is that by us is a cheskas chiyuv. There is no cheskas chiyuv, but it's not exactly because by us he tainis mekachtoes and he tainis that is no cheskas chiyuv. But the pshat she was becheskas that she was chayev till we had a shaila. Mashenken there does the gufa given the shaila if it's a chiyuv moment or not. Say that we'll leave it. Back to our gemara. So our gemara asked the kasha how bori v'shemo. Stimmt es mit Rabban Gamliel. How Bori Veshemo stimmt es mit Rabban Gamliel? Rabban Gamliel holds we hold Bori Veshemo lav Bori Adif. And in the case of Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel holds she's believed to collect the ksuvah. She's believed to collect the ksuvah. She believed to collect the ksuvah. How she's believed to collect the ksuvah? Zog de Gemara two terutzim. A teretz of Migu, and a teretz of chazok. Zog de Beis Halevi and chelek gimel simen yudches simen yudzai is no chashtiga but simen yudches zog de Beis Halevi the two terutzim are choylek with each other or not choylek with each other? The choylek with each other or not choylek? We have two terutzim. One said migu, one said chazok. Is a machleik a submission in two terutzim? That's a good teretz. That's a good teretz. Zog de Beis Halevi, roinu shrabiseinu arishoinim wonem tzachon. That's machleikas haterutzim. It's two terutzim and it's a machleikas. And the Beis Halevi is busy. Why did they decide that it's a machleikas? Why every teretz on Shas, a lot of times we have two terutzim. We have two terutzim. Why here? It's a machleikas haterutzim. Why here is a machleikas haterutzim? Why is a machleikas haterutzim? He says it's meduik in loshon gemara. He says if it would be not a machlekes, the gemara would say shiny ocher deike migu inami deike chazoke. The gemara repeats itself. Ad kal lekomer Rav Gamliel mashma that it's a machlekes atirutzi. No. Zog de Beis Halevi b'shem de Beis Shmuel. The Rambam paskins like the first teretz and not like the second teretz. Where is the Rambam? Zog de Beis Shmuel. The Rambam paskins that the isha is believed to say. Misharastani neenasti, inami yechoylo loymar mukas eitzani mikoidem veksuvoso mone. So the Rambam brings down the lady is believed in two cases. Misharastani neenasti, and to say mukas eitzani koidem. Man, mukas eitz koidem. But if she says mukas eitz tachtecho, state in Rambam, she's not believed. Why she's not believed? The Rambam says she could say misharastani neenasti, and she could say mukas eitz before the chasana, but she can't say mukasei tztachtecho. Why she can't say mukasei tztachtecho? Because she doesn't have a migu. The Rambam says if she says misharastani neenasti, she has a migu. She could have said mukasei. If she says mukasei before, so she has a migu. She could have said mukasei tztachtecho. But if she says mukasei tztachtecho, she doesn't have a migu. So the Rambam paskins that the isha she'omro misharastani neenesti neemenes omro mukasei tzani koidem Ne'emenes. But if she says mukas eitz tachtecho, she's not ne'emon. Why? She doesn't have a migu. Frek the Beis Halevi and the Bishmuel, but she has a cheskes aguf. We don't know how the cheskes aguf works. We'll have to answer it. Oh, but she has a cheskes aguf. Cheskes aguf says that she's a mukas eitz and she's not a beulah. The teretz is the Rambam paskins like the first teretz of the Gemara that she's only nemon mitzad migu. She's not nemon mitzad chazoke, and while she's only nemon mitzad migu, and she's not nemon mitzad chazoke, so she's nemon in the first case mishalastani neenasti. She's nemon in the second case mukas eitz koidem, like Rashi that she has a migu. She could have said mukas eitz tachtecho. Frek de Beishmuel, who told the Rambam to pass in the first teretz and not to pass in the second teretz? Who told the Rambam? Rabbi Gamliel says she's believed. We pass in Bori Veshem Olav Bori Odif. But why in the Mishnah you believe? The reason you believe in the Mishnah because you have a migu. What is the migu? Sharastani Neenasti, I could have said Mukaseitz, Abimutal Lekahuna, Gishmaker. Mukaseitz, I could have said Tachtecho, get 200. But if I say Mukaseitz Tachtecho, I don't have a migu, I'm not believe. But the Gemara has a second Teretz. The Gemara has a second Teretz. What is the second Teretz of the Gemara? The second Teretz of the Gemara is, she has a chazoke. Frek de Bishmuel, mi gilo, rozele harambam, to pass like the first teretz and not to pass like the second teretz. Why to pass like the first teretz, not to pass like the second teretz? Second teretz of Rekish Maka teretz. She has a chazok. We don't understand the chazok. We'll have to explain the chazok. We'll have to explain the chazok. We'll have to explain the chazok. But the second teretz and a chazok. So about the second teretz and a chazok, why the Rambam doesn't pass in it? I think the Teretz is poshut. Why the Rambam doesn't pass in it? Nu bo, zogale. Nu. Why? But the Gemara says chazoke helps. Nu. Shtikel kishen, nisht asach. Nu atav. Mama shal bisl. No, poshut. I said the whole Teretz, nu. Well, poshut the Teretz. The Teretz is... The Gemara in Bobi Kamesh today that the Chazoke doesn't help. That is a Sritz Kasha. That is a Sritz Kasha. And the Gemara in Bobi Kamesh today, Bori Veshema doesn't help even when it's Cheskas Aguf. Frag that is a Sritz Tiras Asugyes. He has a very schwache Teres. We don't understand his Teres Bechla. Zog the Rambam, I have a Gemara in Bobi Kamesh that the Gemara in Bobi Kamesh said Cheskas Aguf doesn't help. Bori with Cheskes, why it doesn't help, we'll explain later. A lot of us begging why the Bori with Cheskes Aguf doesn't help. The Shita explains. Bori with a Migu helps, very Gishmak. The Migu is Messiah to the Taine. The Migu is Messiah to the Taine. I'm talking Emes. What is Bori? A Starke Taine. The Migu says, go Stark. What is Chazoke? Stam. Stam, Chazoke. How you put them together? Kilayim. What is Shark is the Bori to the Chazoke? If Chazoke is not Moitzi Momen, and the Bori is not Moitzi Momen, because they're together it will work, Mechateisa. Migu ve Bori, what is Bori? Ashtar Ketayne. Mita Migu, I'm Mamish, Haloshin Rashi. Ashmamen o Kushte Keoma, it's Messiah to the Bori. It's Messiah to the Bori. Remele the Rambam learned, the first Teretz is Cholek and the second Teretz. The first Teretz is Cholek and the second Teretz. The Gemara in Bobi Kamesh Taki holds Nishtazei. No matter, the Rambam didn't pass in the Gemara. We'll go weiter. There's one line here in Teisves that we have to see. The Gemara says Migu. Zog Teisves, this Migu only stims alibe de Rab Nachman. Lefi Rabbi Yochanan is no Migu. Why? What is the Migu? She could have said Mukaseitz. It's the first case. In the second case, what is the Migu Zog Drashi? She says Mukaseitz. What she could have said? Mukaseitz Tachtecho. Why it's a Migu? Because when she says Mukaseitz now, how much she gets? Money. She says Mukaseitz Tachtecho, how much she gets? Mosai. But if Rabbi Yochanan, that even Nimtza Mukaseitz, Ben Hikir Lo, Ben Lo Hikir, Ben Mosaim, so it's no Migu. Zog Teisus, Rabbi Yochanan will have to say Chazok, he cannot hold from the Migu. As Edip Yeshua learns Pshat in this line of Teisus. Look at Teisus inside. Elo de Hikir Migu. Hai Suge Lo Yase Elo Le Rab Nachman. The Rabbi Yochanan, Bahide Mukaseitz, in the second case, Leke Migu. Kedemuchach Lekamon. Zog the Pnei Yeshua. Tesis means to say, Rabbi Yechonon has to hold from the second teretz, not from the first teretz. So the Rashash adds, Loshon HaGemorah's Gishmak, Omar Loch Rab Nachman. Why it doesn't say Omar Loch Rab Nachman for Rabbi Yechonon? Because Rabbi Yechonon cannot hold from the Migu. So the Gemara says, Omar Loch Rab Nachman doesn't say Omar Loch Rab Nachman for Rabbi Yechonon. We imagine maybe because Alochik Rab Nachman. So it comes out that Rabbi Yechonon holds from the second teretz. Rab Nachman can hold from both. Fragt Rab Gewehiger, me'oid me'oid niskaseishi. If Tesis is emes that Rabbi Yechonon cannot hold from the first teretz, so why did Gemara Bichlal has to write down the first teretz? Write the second teretz for Zeu. Anyway, Rabbi Yechonon can't go with the first teretz. So write down only the second teretz. The teretz is mikreach dem, the Rambam said, yeah. But the first teretz is choylek in the second teretz. It's a sugin bebekamet that doesn't hold from chazorke. It's like a two terutzim. Rab Nachman himself, b'shem Shmuel, cannot hold from the first second teretz. Now, Rab Kveger nemt zechol, you can hold from either one. So Rab Kveger, so anyway you have to write the second one, alibi de Rabbi Yechonon. So what is the point to say one teretz, alibi de one man d'omar, and then to say a teretz that fits with everyone? Say only the second teretz. So Rab Kveger, ma'oid ma'oid niskasheisi. Kveger, it's a starke kashe, so Rab Kveger. It's a starke kashe. The teretz is with the Rambam, is machlekes asugis. It's machlekes asugis. So it comes out like this. That the Besaledi already is medayik, that the Loshon HaGemore, the Rambam was medayik Loshon HaGemore, that it's taki one man the Omar holds the Migu is Messiah to the Taine ke Loshon HaGemore, the Ike Migu, and the second Teretz holds the Chazoke, it's two Terutzim. Zog the Rambam, I pass like the first Teretz. Bemele, in Mukasei Tztachtecho, there is no Migu, I take you all that she's not believed. I thank you all that she's not believed. I pass it like the first teretz. We said, why the Rambam pass it like the first teretz? The teretz says he has a kasha for the Gemara in Bava Kama, and he doesn't offer the teretz with Teis Yisrit. He doesn't offer the teretz with Teis Yisrit, but mainly he holds the Gemara in Bava Kama was choylik and the Yisoy that the Chazoka could be Messiah the Bori. And we made a Zogram give Teis Fes, Rabbi Yechonon cannot hold from the Migu. Rabbi Yechonon has to hold from the Chazoka. So if he has to open the chazoke, if like the Gvegi is only right chazoke, the teretz is. So it's very geschmack. The first teretz doesn't hold from the second teretz. Second teretz didn't hold from the first teretz. Mela, we have two terutzim. Very glad. What? He has to say chazoke. Because if not, you will have to shtim. Rabbi Yechon has to figure out Rabbi Gamliel.
No,
but Rabbi Yechon was born with Shemala Bar Yodif. So how Rabbi Gamliel holds his name menes? This was the Gemara's kasha. Leimer Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara wants the answer. That Alochi Kira Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yechon wants to fit with Rabbi Gamliel. So when Vali wants to fit with Rabbi Gamliel, b'meile, he has to answer Chazoke. He has to answer Chazoke. Till here it's glad. Till here I think it's glad. Abrazei, let me gain it start to the second part. Frek de Rana kasha. And now we know that a kasha is a real kasha. Mukaseitz doesn't have a chazoke. Why I'm saying now we could live the kasha. When you ask the kasha in the beginning, you could say maybe Enechanami, the second teretz only came to answer Misharastani Neinasti. But Mukaseitz, you have to come to the migu. When you read the Gemara, Mukaseitz has a migu. And also, Mishar Astani has a migu. Second teretz is chazoke. Chazoke taki only answers Yud Beis and Mud Beis. Doesn't answer Yud Gimel. And Yud Gimel, you have to come to the migu. Yud Gimel, you have to come to the migu. Yud Gimel, you have to come to the migu. Right? Like this, you could have answered. Zashtarke kasha. Here you have migu. You have two terutzim. Yud Gimel taki will be left with one teretz. So, love and mind me the kasha. We're asking a kasha. She says mukaseitz before. And he says, Drusasish. Rabbi Gamliel holds she's named Menes. Why she's named Menes? Or the Migu, she could have said Tachtecho. And the second Teretz holds because Chazoke. She has a Chazoke. And Tesis explains that if Rabbi Yechonon, it's the only Teretz. You can't even say Migu because we don't hold for Migu. You can't say Migu because you don't hold for Migu. You don't hold for Migu. So while you don't hold for Migu, you can't say Migu. So we have to say Chazoke. So Frek Deran, where is the Chazoke? So I'm asking. On the cheshbon of Teisves, the teretz is einechemami. The teretz of Chazaka is only on Yud Beis and Mud Beis. When you learn Yud Gimel, she says mukaseitzani before, and he says drusasish. She's only nemel b'migu. She could have said. Aber es mevuer in Teisves and it's kimat a gemor in Yud Gimel amud Aleph lehedye that in Yud Gimel you don't have a migu lefir Rabbi Yechanan, and the reason she's nemelis is because she has a Chazaka. Frek deram by us. Where is the Chazaka? She says mukaseitz, he says drusasish. What does the Cheskes HaGuf says? That happened. Shaila, how it happened? Where is the Cheskes HaGuf? Zog deran. One line. Zog deran. Ube mukaseitz. And remember, Rashi was very careful. Rashi take didn't say. Ich weiß nicht. Rashi maybe doesn't know. Ich weiß nicht. Maybe Rashi holds take. It's no chazoke. Aber Pashtus will explain, you have to come. Ike le meimal. Look what I say. Ubeidach plukte de besomuch de yoyim beres mukaseitzani. Vuoyimal lo ike le drusas ishat. Ike le meimal nami uk me achazoke. Shecheskas bnois Yisroel she'eino mezalos. What he means? What he means? Shecheskas bnois Yisroel she'eino mezalos. What kind of chazoke is it? She says I'm a mukaseitz. He says no. Maybe you're a drusasish. So the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel believes her. Betziruf cheskas aguf. What is the cheskas aguf she has? Cheskas doesn't say nothing. So the Ran no. Ike chazoke shechesk me Yisrael sheino mezales. What is the chazoke? What? So that Besalevi understood kashrus. I want to explain to you. First, very not gishmak. Kashrus could be moitzi mamen. Guf, the tziruf bari could be moitzi mamen. We have to learn this whole inyan. What is that tziruf in the cheskes aguf? Now you will tell me that even kashrus, the shvache chazoke, man, it could be moitzi mamen. Even a shvache chazoke could be moitzi mamen. Kashrus could be moitzi mamen. Seida. Zog de beisalevi beseida. Lama zogim. I don't understand. He tells her, I know you're not Nois Yisrael Eino Mezanes. I know that. I'm telling you, before the Chasen, someone was Me'anes you. And it's a Mekachtores. He wants Rotz. I mean, the argument is not if it happened under the Chasen. What is the argument? Danny, what is the argument? What is the argument? What is the argument? She says, Muka says it's from before. And he says, Drusasish from before. Zog, I have Cheskes Aguf, she wants to collect the Ksuva. What is Cheskes Aguf? I mean, for sure she's not a Besula. She also is masking. She has a Cheskes Aguf. What does Cheskes Aguf says? Frank Cheskes Aguf can't say Mukaseitz to Drusasish. Drusasish is Mekach Toys. Mukaseitz, she has the money. So she has a Cheskes Aguf. We ask her, where is the Cheskes Aguf? Zog, the Cheskes Aguf, that she doesn't have. We know she's open. We know she's a Pesach Pesuach. So what is the Chazok that she has? No, it's Yisrael Eino Mezanes. I told you did it Berotzen. I told you did Berotzen. I'm saying you're Drusadish. Frank the Beis Halevi on himself. He means Cheskes Bnei Yisrael Eino Mezanes. I know that they're Eino Mezanes. But Radain, maybe it's Drusadish. Maybe it's a Drusadish. Zog the Beis Halevi, I'll tell you a teretz. Oines loy shchiach. So what if Oines loy shchiach? Zokter, afilu leman da omar bori v'shemo, lav bori odif. But if the shemo, tain is a tain of the loy shchicha, the bori wins. As I zokter, Beis Halevi. Again. She says, Mukaseitz, I want the money. He tells her, maybe you obdrusas ishvim before and it's a mekach toys. She tells him like this. And the tzad that I was mezane berotzen, I have a cheskas kashras b'nois Yisrael eino mezanes. And the tzad that I'm mezane be'oines, so I'm telling you that I'm not. You say, maybe. Bori v'shem olav bori odif, aber if it's a taina de lo ishchiche, then the bori is odif. As I learned the Beis Halevi. So comes out the Lefi Beis Halevi amot nezach. We want to learn pshat, Rab Nachman and Rabbi Yechanan hold Bori v'shemo lav Bori Odif. Frek di Gemore, lav Bori Odif, lav Bori Odif. But how it stems with Rabbi Gamliel? So Rabbi Gamliel, you have a cheskes aguf. This is good in the Mishnah Yud Beis Amud Beis. That the Cheskes Aguf says it didn't happen before. But Yud Gimel, she says that it happened before. If it says that she happened before, so she doesn't have a Cheskes Aguf. So how she wins? She doesn't have a migu. She could have said Mishar Astani Nenasti because she be possibly kuna. She doesn't want to say it. So why is she a bibelieve? The teretz is she has a Cheskes Aguf. What is the Cheskes Aguf? No Cheskes Aguf. Everyone is masking that she was Pesach Pesach before the Chasana. The Teretz is, if it's Berotzen, and Chaskas Bnei Yisrael, Eino Mezanus. Maybe it's Be'oines, so B'Salevi, I know the Shtikul Teire. Bori V'Shemo, that the Shemo has a Taina de Leishchicha, he's not Nemo. So the husband loses like this. She's a Bori, he's a Shemo. I Bori V'Shemo, love Bori Odif, we say like this. And the Tzad of the Oines, Bori V'Shemo, Bori Odif. And the tzad, if the rotzen, is a chazoke that is mesayat to the bori. So she collects the money midin, bori v'shemo, betziruf chazoke. I the chazoke only covers the tzad of rotzen, that I know that it didn't happen by rotzen, but the teretz and the tzad that it happened by oines, and the tzad that it happened by oines, and that tzad, the Bori wins the Shema anyways. Because why? Bori says it didn't happen. It's Mukaseitz. He says maybe it happened. As I vayt the tzad, as I vayt the Shema, we don't have to be choishes to the Shema. This is Be'etzem, the Besalevi Shtikl Teire and Simen Lamed Zayin. What? Le'ishchiach. The Kiddush Nei Yerushalmi, Oynes Le'ishchiach. Teisiz Abtes, Kole Yisle, it's Le'ishchiach. And Besalevi says, Mukaseitz, Eisiz, it's Le'ishchiach. He says, it's not so Le'ishchiach. Besalevi goes, there's a little bit of Leishchiach, a lot of Leishchiach. So the Besalevi is two halokim. The Besalevi has two chidushim here. The Hainu, first chidush that kashrus could be moitzi momen, the tzir of bori. We'll see later that it's so not poshut. Because she the cheskas aguf betzor of bori, sugis later, how the cheskas aguf could moitzi momen. Roiv is not moitzi momen, ruva chazoki, ruva odif. How the cheskas aguf betzir of the bori is moitzi momen. But to say cheskas... Bnei Yisrael, say them, gizok. Then, but he has to say another chidush, that, Abba Lemaise, maybe it happened by Oynes. The Teretz says, Bori could win the Shem of a Taina de Leishchicha. Man, Bori could win the Shem of a Taina de Leishchicha. A Taina de Leishchicha could win. As I zog the Besalei. So chutz in that chidush that Bori v'shemo, Bori will win the shemo if it's a taina de leishchicha, frek the world, it's a very nice pshat. But it's ein greis achisar. So the Ran asked the kashe, this lady doesn't have a cheskes kashrus. What he answered? What the Ran answered? The Ran answered, Bnei Yisrael le'mezanes. It answers a quarter of the question. On was mit Oynes? There's another Yisayde B'Salevi that the Bori wins the Shema and Memele is Nishken Kash. So the Ran left it to us to make a Shtikl Teire. You don't want to ask, Rashi didn't want to ask. Too long to write such a long Rashi. So Rashi didn't write the Nishken Kash. Rashi said, Medaf machen a Cheshboynes, Medaf Nishken Arayin Tzede. No. But the Ran stells the Kash. The Ran stells the Kash. But the Chur, she doesn't have a chazoke. Zog the Ran, she didn't do it berotzen. And I buy this. The Chanukah Yesoid, that the Bori wins the Shema, if the Shema is a time to Leishchich. A very nice shot. A very nice shot. But Ike Chosem in a Sefer. What? She's kosher, if it happened before, she's kosher lekuna, even Ba'inus. Only Tachtacha, she's not kosher. She's kosher lekuna. She's kosher lekuna. She's kosher lekuna. So the Welt wants to say, Andere Pshat. Avade, only Cheska Saguf could be Moitzi Momen. If it's not Cheska Saguf, you cannot be Moitzi Momen. You cannot be Moitzi Momen. So why here she wins? Where is the Cheskes Aguf? The answer is like this. We'll have to say two Yesoides. The to explain why Lemaise she's believed. The Gemara says she has a cheskas aguf. She has a cheskas aguf. How she's believed? Where's the cheskas aguf? Where's the cheskas aguf that she's believed with? The Teres is like this. Maybe it will be marked in my aside from the Rashba. Is the halacha, if a person makes, the halacha is like this, a person takes milk from a cow, you're allowed to drink the milk. Later, if you find out that the cow was a treife, she had a hole in her lungs, so the milk that you took from the cow, you're not allowed to drink. Even if the cow is alive, a milk from a cow that is a treife is also to drink. It's also to drink. So how we drink milk today? We have a chazaka that most of the cows are not treifas. Most of the cows are not treifas. Most of the cows are not treifas. But lo yitzur, you know, this is the reason some people today don't drink milk. Because today, lemaisa, the metzias, most of the cows are treifas. Because today they put in nails and needles and operations. So lemaisa is a lot of machmirim that don't drink milk because don't eat no milk products. I know a poor chashme yidin. They don't drink milk. Why? It's a shy, what? Doesn't help. Milk that's butter. Yeah. Even if it's not, right? Even if it's a milk, lach belach is not butter. So a lot of people are makbid not to drink milk. Say, but we drink milk. Now, what is the halacha? A person had a cow, and he made milk. He made from that milk, he made cheese. This is the case of the Rashba. Took him 12 months. And he made gvinas. Then they shechted the cow, and they found out that the cow is treif. The cow is treif. You're allowed to drink this milk or not? If the animal lived 12 months after you milked the cow, then for sure. Oh, but no, you took the milk out, and after a couple of weeks you shechted the cow, and now you find out that she's treif. So lechure, all the gvinas are also. Now what? We have a sof. What rube? The animal is a treif.
Rube, when you did it to his question.
It's no roiv. It's no roiv. It's one cow. Roiv is if I'm a supik, who are you?
Why is it different?
Roish, I'm a supik, who are you? Vala, I'm a supik, who are you? Zog de Rashba ze. You're not allowed to eat the cheese. This is klo, treif. The only case that you could eat the cheese is lo yitzur, the animal already was living 12 months. When she was living 12 months, not after. If she was living 12 months after you took out the milk, then for sure she's not a treif. She's 5 years old, the cow. And you took out milk from the cow when she was 5 years old. Now, you shechted the cow a week after you took out the milk. So now, you know for sure that this cow was not born treife, right? Because she lived already 12 months. She lived 12 months. While she lived 12 months, so when she was born, she was not treifa. Now, the suffix, when she became treifa. So we have cheskes aguf that says that she was not treifa. So mistoma, in the time that you took out the milk, she was not treifa. Today you know that she's a treifa. But when you took out the milk, you know that she was not treife. Maybe yes, maybe not. The Talmud says, but the first couple of years of her life, she was not a treife. So the Chazaka says, Mistome, she didn't become treife only later. And when you took out the milk, there's a kosher milk. This is Halacha Pshuta. Zog the Rashba, it's not good. Vow when she was alive, we were not clearing if she's a kosher or not. We were not done. Besides that we took out the milk, we were not done if she's becheskas not treifer or not. So while we were not done if she's becheskas treifer or not, so maybe we were never machria. Chazoket that we never used to be machria, we cannot start to use it now. So while mechaim, We never cleared if then she was a treifer or not. So you can't use the chazaka. This is the aside of the Rashba. So again, if you take milk from a cow that is less than 12 months and you find out that she's a treifer, the halacha is the milk is awesome. If she lived 12 months after you took out the milk, it's poshut. If she lived 12 months before, so we have a chazoke that mistome she stayed kosher. Zog the Rashba, it's not enough. Chazoke sheloi danu aleo, you can use her later. Zog the Rashba, but I have a reason to say that the milk will be okay. Val roiv animals are kosher. So the roiv tells me that mistome she is from that animals. Zog the Rashba. To say that the mistomechal roiv, you don't know how to learn. Avadu, you can't say to be Samir and Roif. Why? Because this one is not from the Roif. She's a treife. I'm not Samir and Roif. Oh, but the Roif tells me to be Samir and the Chazoke. And now I'm Samir and the Chazoke. Only because this cow was Becheskas that she was okay. The Roif told me that I used the Chazoke. They call it in the Loshon when you learn Yoredeye, Chazoke Abo Mikoyach Roif. Chazoke abo mikoyach roiv, you could use her. This is the insight of the Rashba. No? I want to go back to our sugi. Zog deran never meant to say cheskas kashres, and then to say, and vos midat, the Beis Halevi will fix the second chelek. Avadanish. Avadanish. The pshat is azeh. This lady has a chazoka when she's born that she's a psula. Psula means not a be'ula and not a mukaseitz. She's kosher completely. She's a psula, kodesh. Now, there's a lower madrega from that, mukaseitz, and there's a lower madrega, be'ula. Right? We see be'ula is mekachtoris and gansen, mukaseitz is not. So be'etzem, the Cheskas HaGuf says she didn't change to be not a Mukaseitz and not a Be'ula. Now we know that something happened. Okay? We could say she changed to be Mukaseitz. We don't have to say that she changed to be a Be'ula. This is the beginning. You could say again, she has a Cheskas HaGuf that was no changes. No changes at all, like by us, only happened later. No changes to become a Be'ula, just a change to become a Mukaseitz. I want to explain. To say that on his own, you can't. Why you can't say this on his own? The reason you can't say it on his own, why? The reason you can't say it is, it's a very poshtu reason. The reason you can't say it is, because Lemaisa was a change. You can't tell me the Chazoka will say that there's no change. Lemaisa was a change. So again, the Guf says no change has happened. Not Be'ula, not Mukaseitz. But Lemaisa, I know that something happened. And the minute that something happened, I can't use the Chazoka anymore to say that nothing happened, right? But tell us like this. I see this lady, she was Psula. I'm trying to clear, was a change or was not a change? So Lemaisa, I know there was a change. Now I don't know what change happened. Listen what happens. Comes the Cheskas Bnois Yisrael Ve'eino Mezanois and says what? Mistome she didn't do Berotzo. Comes Oines Loishchiach and says Mistome it didn't happen Be'oines. So what it tells me to say, that the change that happened is only a change for Mukaseitz and not a change of Be'ula. But what tells me now that she didn't change to Be'ula? The Cheskas Aguf. She was Becheskas Besula. I know that this body was started like a Be'ula. I have a suffix. It has a change or it doesn't have a change. This is my suffix. Is a change or is no change? So I know there is a change. So the Chazoka can't start to tell me there is no change. Chazoka can't tell me there is no change. I know that Lemaisa is a change. Zogdim Bnei Yisrael Mezanes, but Mistome it's not that change. Zog de lo ishchiach, mistome it's not that change. So while I start to say mistome that change didn't happen, so now I mind me the cheskas aguf. Like the Roiv Behemah says that Mistama this Behemah is kosher, so now the Cheskesa Guf of the Behemah says that she's not a treif and the milk is okay. The Cheskesa Guf says that this lady is not a Mukaseitz. So I want to be mechadet, you'll hear the nafkaminah. If someone will ask you, why this lady is nemot to collect her ksuvah? One second. Why she could collect her ksuvah? What you will answer? Why this Isha could collect her ksuvah? Lefid b'salevi, why she collects her ksuvah? She has a chazokah. What chazokah she has, Lefid b'salevi? Shemad l'shkiach. And what chazokah she has? Bnei Yisrael kashrus. Lefi os, what chazokah she has? Cheskes haguf. Zog the Welt, it's totally how you read the Ran in the Trop. Open the Ran inside. Open the Ran inside. So that you didn't dap a Ran. And Dibur HaMasril, Elo de Amrine. Zog der Ran azay. Ubeidoch, milse de besomuch, Yudom utbeiz in dap a Rif. Dibur HaMasril, Elo de Amrine. Ubeidoch, plukte de besomuch, די ימרס מוקסייט צו אימער לויקל דרוס אס אישאט איקל מיימר נמי look how I'm reading it first the feet of Isalevi and then the feet what the Ran says yeah איקל מיימר נמי וק מאחזוקה so the feet of Isalevi you read it בן שימא אחס and the old Ran is דבדל and מוד בייז and דאפריף איקל מיימר נמי and the reisha is a cheskes aguf that it happened later, and in the sefer is a different chazoke. What is the different chazoke? Shebnei Yisrael ain't a mezanes. Fidel Misalevi. The Bori v'Shem, the other party left us to say. But why are you not choishe that she was mezane berotzon cheskes kashos? Lefi os we read it different. Ike lemeimar nami ukmo acheskoso. And here you make a comma. Why? Vav Bnei Yisrael ain't a mezanes, b'meile the cheskes aguf. Aber ike leuk menami achazoke. What? No, achazoke, merad at cheskes aguf. The whole suge. Ubedrush is, nami ike leuk me achazoke. Why? Because, shecheskes Bnei Yisrael ain't a mezanes. What? The leishkeh, that's a pshite. Again, if you have to say chidushin lefi de b'salevi bori v'shem against the l'shchiach, it's ikah chosam in a sefer. So we'll come out on afkemina. I will ask you on afkemina. You can think over that tumim asks a kasha. The tumim asks a kasha. Back to our sugya. Rabban Gamliel believes why? Other because migu. Other because chazoke. Frek the tumim. He doesn't understand Rabban Gamliel. He say, Bori v'shemo, lav bori odif, right? Why she's believing the Mishnah? She has a migu or a chazoke. Long again with the terrors of the chazoke. What is the chazoke? In our case, what is the cheskes aguf says? No, in our Mishnah. She says, Mishar astani ne'enasti, and he says that it happened before. What the chazoke says? Happened later. Frek the tumim, maybe it happened berotzen. Frek the tumim, maybe it happened berotzen. Why she gets a ksuve? Maybe it happened berotzen. And she has to lose a ksuve. It's not together we spoke in the Ran, happened before berotzen. Maybe it happened berotzen, and a isha that is mezane berotzen loses a ksuve. What the Mishnah says, you have a chazoke. Migu, I understand. She has a chazoke, it happened later. But maybe it happened berotzen. Maybe it happened berotzen. How she could collect her ksuve? Mitzad bori v'chazoke. Right that he says, Misharastani ne'enasti. And he says, maybe before. But maybe it happened later, and maybe she was mezane berotzen. Maybe she was mezane berotzen. And if she was mezane berotzen, she has to lose a ksuva. She's mezane berotzen, she has to lose a ksuva. So we have two ways to answer. We could answer cheskes kashrus, but we don't like it. We said that cheskes kashrus can be mitzi mamon. So we will have to say, ein yodein praticho. we will have to say any yodayim praticho. So the tumim mikani yemuchach that even be bori gorua v'shem otoif be'ni yodayim praticho chayim, because this is a bori gorua v'shem otoif. What is the answer? You have a cheskas aguf. A cheskas aguf is again lefi deran. It's not a kasha. You have a cheskas kashas. So I'm saying the argument with the Ran is not the shaila is nor if we have another teretz or not. If we're going with the Ran, so it's mevur in the sugya that cheskas kashrus could help with the bori lahitzi moment. Not mashma in the sugya, but as I think we can say in the Ran, so it's a big chidushim of the Ran. But to be muchach in the sugya, then it's no mokim to the bisalevis kash. And to the tumim's kash. If we want to learn like us, that a vada cheskas kashas cannot be mighty moment, and only give him a sayat to the cheskas aguf to say that she's mukas eitz and not a drusas ish. But in the reisha, that she is a drusas ish, and now the shayla is tachtov alav tachtov, and the guf says that it happened tachtov, but frek the tumim, but maybe berotzen. You know that the tumim, the maram shif frek the kash. And the maram shif says, cheskas tzadekes. Say? You also learn the Ran Kipshuta, you know. We learn the. But as we learn, when we learn, we don't want to say Cheskas Kashas. It's like the Tumim, any day in Praticho. Any day in Praticho, it's like the Tumim, we have a Raya. We'll stop here.